531. Civic Media Network News at 5. Kia ora anō koutou katoa, I'm Tauru ki rongo. Health officials say 13 more people have died with COVID-19 and there are more than 4,000 new community cases. There are 654 people in the hospital, including 16 in intensive care. The head of a Wellington health provider says New Zealand needs to consider more innovative solutions to fix the health workforce crisis it's experiencing. Pacific Health Plus spokesman John Fizzo says shortening the timeframes for medical and health science studies could help.
Have we got the training mix right? Or do we want to have things like 4-year qualification for a nurse? Is that required to basically take blood from Pacific Island people? And do we have to have shorter courses that enable us to bring more people quickly into the health sector that can do lower level jobs, just like nurses have taken up some of the roles of doctors.
And there's been a call for an increase in voter enrollment and participation for the upcoming local elections. The Electoral Commission's Ross McPherson says that voter turnout at local elections hover at about 42%. McPherson says local councils have a significant impact on New Zealanders.
So your local councils making decisions about roads, about footpaths, about rubbish collection, dog licensing, how much rates you pay. And so it's really, really key that you have your voice and your say in who's making those decisions for you.
Meanwhile, an Auckland mayoral candidate isn't keen on ethnic-specific solutions if he's elected as mayor in October. Craig Lord says his policies aren't targeted for Pacifica, but for everyone. Lord wants to solve Auckland's problems in a pragmatic way and says the role of a mayor is to ensure Auckland runs well for all.
They're part of Auckland as a whole, so they get the same treatment as everyone else. So trying to spread the message of who I am as a mayor is just telling everyone what I want to achieve and what my goals are and hoping that they go for it.
And finally, in sport and Commonwealth Games, Samoan boxer Ato Plodeski Fongali had to make do with a silver medal after losing his final bout in Birmingham this morning. The heavyweight lost out to local favourite Lewis Williams on points. Niue's Daken Tutakitoa Williams secured bronze in the same weight class, winning Niue's first ever medal at the Commonwealth Games. And Vanuatu has won its first medal of the Commonwealth Games, a bronze in the women's beach volleyball. The duo of Sherisin Toko and Milapata defeated the New Zealand team in a thrilling 3-set match this morning. And that's news at 5. For more, you can visit pmnnews.co.nz.